Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hello.
Welcome to the Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
As I'm bowing to our listeners. Thank you.
Yes.
Welcome to another week episode. And
this week's episode.
So wise men say only
wise men.
I don't even know who these wise men are, but they say only fools rush in.
Only fools fall in love.
Yes, I can't help falling in love with you. Yeah, we're talking about people that rush in. Sorry. Yeah, it's okay. people that or fools or whatever you want to call them. They rush in.
We're all fools because we've all have rushed into
rushing for the big old L word, love.
Or what we think is love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our emotions get the best of us where we are looking for something more meaningful, you know, and we look at this person and we're like.
Not only that, you compare from your ex. You'd be like, oh, wow. This person's doing this and my ex didn't do that and I really love this.
I think everybody does that.
Comparisons?
Yeah, everybody does some type of comparison of the people that they've been with before in the past.
Mm.
And see, is there a difference? And sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it, but there's slight certain, you know, things that you may do. I know I did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we're both in the same space where it's like, okay, we're in our 40s. Like, we're tired of wasting time. We've wasted enough time.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasted enough time. But at the same time, you know, rushing.
It's not the best way to handle things, as we both know. But at the same time, I do feel like if two people are vibing, you should both know exactly where you stand, you know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, but it also depends on who you're seeing. So if one person is saying, hey, I just got out of something serious.
But let's just say that's not the case. That's
right.
Not the factor.
If it's not the factor and you guys are vibing, then yeah, you should know soon on, are we going to be exclusive or not?
Right.
And where are we heading with this?
Exactly.
It
shouldn't be like a year from now. You should know. Make up your freaking mind. Like, do you want to be with me or not? Oh,
do you like me? Check yes or no.
Well, I'm still like, you know, trying to figure things out. It's like, fucking how long is it going to take you to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but obviously there's other scenarios where we get people just get our relationship and they.
Mm-hmm. And it also depends on the severity of that relationship.
Right.
You know, I am not a firm believer. Like I've said in other episodes, like if you just got out of something serious, I don't feel like you should jump into something else. And what I mean by that is like looking for some kind of a commitment from somebody at, you know, of someone that just got out of something serious that meant something to them. You know what I mean?
So you've jumped before.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as me. We've both done that. Got out of something serious long term and then jumped really quickly into something else.
Yeah, I did that shit in my 30s. I was a fucking, I was oblivious to stuff.
Yeah, but we did it out after, right? No, we were still in our 30s going into something else.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, no. It seems like yesterday.
I know, right? I don't even know what it's supposed to feel like to be in your 40s. I have to constantly remind myself. I actually gave my incorrect age the other day. And I was like, wait, I'm going to be this age. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I have to realize, I have to kind of go back the years and be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. So like I said, I was in my fucking 30s. I did not really grow up and really start to work on myself until I was going 34 into 35.
Right.
That was like my transformation and really like working on myself.
That's so funny. Same thing with me.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing with my aunt.
Yeah.
She says that she really believes that women go through like a turning point around that time.
Yeah. Because that's when I started realizing everything, started taking better care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the year, like when I turned 35, when I started trying to pay more attention to myself because my life got consumed by my family. Mm-hmm. And I stopped taking care of myself.
Yeah. You like just letting yourself go.
I was like, fuck it. This is my life. I guess this is what it's going to be.
Yeah, I was in that space of just like, this can't be life. This can't be real. Like, no way in fucking hell I was put on this planet to freaking wake up, go to a job I fucking hate, pay bills, and live paycheck to paycheck. Like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. So, like, there has to be more. There has to be more. And then I started on this journey of just... It's just funny how it like went, because I got so fed up, and I remember going into work that day and overhearing one of the personal trainers talking to the childcare girl, and she was saying about how she's going on vacation and blah, blah, blah. And it kind of just the conversation went into like, oh, well, hey, you should go on vacation, and hey, I'm into this network marketing business and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, yeah, I want to do that, you know? And then I just started traveling. I just started traveling by myself, because at the time my partner wasn't in that space to want to really go with me. I wanted more. I wanted more. I wanted better. And I wanted him to want more and want better.
Right.
And he was in a space of like, didn't really feel like it was attainable. He was still in that mindset of like, everybody is struggling just like me. And it's like, no, not everybody is.
Right.
They are the 1%ers that aren't. But right. But in that, and working in myself, working like
is this
on
the,
myself.
Is this the ultra talented one who's saying that? This is what you're talking about?
Ultra talented.
Who am I talking about when I say ultra talented? Yeah. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Like, you got to question
yes.
that.
No. Okay. Yes. Yes. but I just started hanging out with different people that had a different mindset, the mindset that I wanted, the world and lifestyle I wanted.
Right.
You know, and
the
always
reason I had access, yeah. I wasn't sure if you're
Yeah. And they always say like the five closest people you keep around you is what you become.
Right.
And the five closest people we were hanging out were the same fucking people as us. So like living paycheck to paycheck, fucking struggling, everything was negative.
Until Cheryl came back into the
picture. Because we were in the same mindset.
And things started to evolve.
Right. Into what you're listening to today. You know? And I really wanted better. And
we all
and,
do.
And then I started to realize, like, you know what? What I started with this person...
Right.
It's changing. We're in two different places at this point, you know,
which happens sometimes in relationships.
Right. And then it was that question of like, can we progress forward? Can we move to the next level?
Right.
And in all honesty, we couldn't move to the next level because we rushed into this fucking relationship.
Right.
And we weren't even done with the ones we were in.
Right.
We were not done. Like I was
still
separating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
and
was
your
I was,
marriage.
Yeah, and that's huge.
That is huge. And he was in another relationship with somebody else.
Yeah, he was in a relationship with someone else living with this person, right. You know? So that when you're living with someone and you're sharing a common space. Area, space, day by day by day, and now the days are going into months are going into years,
mm-hmm.
That's serious. That's huge.
Right.
You know, so you can't start something new when you're not even done with the last shit. And I didn't realize that. Because I was so engulfed in my emotions and everything was so great and we were so good and we were connected.
Yeah. And everybody goes through the same exact situation and feelings.
And
especially when you so desperately want to get out of the old situation that you're going through.
Right. And I mean, I knew that I needed to get myself out of that. And I did. Mm-hmm. You know, when we connected, I was mentally and physically done with my marriage. Right. It was just that we were living together,
mm-hmm.
You know. But, you know, like I said, state of New York, you have to be legally separated for a year before you can actually get divorced. Mm-hmm. So I moved out. I think like 8 months into our relationship, I moved out and got my own place because I was serious about him,
mm-hmm.
about this new relationship I started, even though he was still stuck in that space.
Right.
So, you know, this is why I said, like, we make mistakes as time is going, but mm-hmm. don't realize this is a mistake. This is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think several months after that, almost like a year, I actually, the divorce went through.
Right.
And here he was still stuck in that space living with her. So, you know, now
I don't know if I could deal with that.
Exactly. And then, but that's the thing. You start to question, you know, they say like relationships aren't easy.
No, they're not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Love isn't easy.
But certain things should be deal breakers.
Right. You know? And that was my deal breaker.
Right.
It was my deal breaker because I was like, I can't deal with this anymore. Like,
right.
You know, this is where the fuck are we going? What are we doing?
It's just like the guy that I had gone on a date with.
Mm-hmm.
And he started proceeding to tell me that the whole family, like, you know, the ex who he wasn't married to was living in the house. And his two kids. Remember I told you about that?
I forgot
and
about him.
And the two kids were a little bit older. You know, mm-hmm. one was in college, I think, at the time. One was in high school. But he wasn't with the ex. And she had some type of injury. And she was living there. And he was supporting her.
Mm-mm.
And I was just like, but then here you are trying to meet somebody.
Right.
And he's like, no, well, we're not together. But, you know, she is the mother of my child. And, you know, I have to take care of her. Mm-hmm. I was just like, and pay. And I'm looking at him like, yeah. That's not gonna, like, for how long you planning to do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like this
is. Were the kids old? Like, how old were they?
I think at the time, the daughter probably was maybe like a junior in college.
Oh, yeah.
And the son was like on his way.
Yeah, no. I think, like, if you're dating someone with a kid and the kid is like little,
young.
Like a baby, like little, like 5 years old or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, assisting? But they were on their way.
But if they're like fucking teenagers, no.
Yeah.
There's no more taking care of the ex.
Yeah. And then he's
like,
there.
That was like that date that I went on years ago. I went on a date with someone and he was talking about like he was like getting divorced,
mm-hmm.
but living with his mom. Remember?
Yeah.
And then he's all like, oh yeah, my mom is sick. My ex-wife is sick. And I, it's such a stressful thing because I had to take care of both of them. And I'm like, wait, what? I was like, you're divorced. Like you don't even have kids with this woman.
Yeah. What connection
and
do you
have?
And
she don't even live there.
Right.
Right. So there is no more taking care of the ex-wife.
Yeah.
And that's why I was just like, yep, nah. Done.
Yeah, those are certain red flags, yeah. which we already spoke about in previous episodes. Mm-hmm. That is just like a big no-no.
Yeah.
You know, like, I get it. Both you're separating or whatever. You have separated.
Mm-hmm.
There should be very limited connection, especially if you're out dating and trying to meet somebody else.
Right, and start something serious yes. with someone else.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm open-minded and accepting to some things. I think that is just a little bit, that's pushing the envelope with me.
Like, right. I was like, I could understand if you had a kid together, but you have like nothing together.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's us women, we're very, very emotional. And when we pay attention to little things and when we see,
yeah, we do.
And when we see that the guy is being thoughtful and mm-hmm. doing other things and going above and beyond, or we see that as going above and beyond. And maybe that's just their mannerisms. Maybe yeah. that's just how they are.
Especially when the previous person wasn't doing all these things.
Wasn't doing all those yeah. things. We start to like want to like put our grasp on that. Like
yeah.
we want to keep this and want a commitment. And it's like,
or you're hopeful that things will develop,
mm-hmm.
you know, more out of it.
Yeah. But it's like, it's not going to happen, especially if this person just got out of something serious.
It all depends on the person, mm-hmm. really, and where that person's head is at.
I mean, they show you in the beginning.
Right.
Like, are they fully in it?
Yeah. Like the guy that...
Dabbling.
Yeah. I started noticing things, and I was telling you
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I started noticing things, you know? And there's a clip from... this guy who I, this, you know, inspirational speaker who I listen to. And he said the same energy that you put in when you first meet a person should be in there throughout the relationship.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, you know, the energy of, oh, you know, you call this person, you texting, mm-hmm. you
can
show
you find
that
clip.
Yeah. You show that,
interest.
You keep that interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when it starts to diminish, he pretty much said, you know, we're like this in the beginning. Then as time goes on, like we show our chipper, our great selves when we're at work. But then when we go home, we give the scraps to the person that we're dealing with at the end of the day, which is not the same energetic self
mm-hmm.
that we first showed in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So hence, you know, I said to him, I said, I wish you were the same person that you were when I first met you that made me gravitate towards you so quickly.
Right.
You know, because obviously as time went on, certain things started to diminish and certain things started to change that I pay, because I pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you feel it.
Yeah.
We can feel that stuff.
So, you know, I started to pay attention and then certain things started to come up about the ex and mm-hmm. the past relationships and stuff like that, which wasn't that long ago in terms of him starting to talk to me, which clearly, you know, I guess at some point he realized it's probably a little bit too soon, mm-hmm. you know? But in the interim of that, I started to fall
right
for him, mm-hmm. not 100% realizing where his head was at.
Right.
Even though there were signs of that, you know, that I was kind of ignoring. But, you know, it is what it is when it comes down to that. You know, I don't think nobody should rush into anything. Everybody should take their time.
Right.
But it just sucks when one person's head is moving along a little bit faster than right. the other. And then your emotions get intertwined and, you know, that person, you know.
It happened to me again, because, you know, me and the ex kind of drifted apart. Mm-hmm. We didn't, like, there wasn't real solid closure. We mm-hmm. just kind of drifted apart.
Right.
And then it was just kind of like known to both of us, okay, like this, we're not really going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time I met someone else and it's like, I wasn't looking to rush into anything. I felt like I was ready for a relationship. Cause like I said, I feel like I've been ready for a serious relationship for a very long time.
Same.
Because I didn't even have it with the ex-husband. I thought I had it and it really wasn't it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't rushing. Like it was funny when I met this person, I was actually on several dating sites and just going on dates.
Random.
And random dates. Like I'm showing and I wasn't actually, and I wasn't intimate with any of these dates.
Right.
Like I just showed the guy that I ended up seeing or being in a relationship with. That was like one of our things. We'd hang out and fucking make fun of the guys that were writing me.
Really?
Yeah. And then, you know, over time, I'd have to say give or take maybe 4 or 5 months in,
mm-hmm.
you know, he started showing like he was interested, but then he was saying he didn't want a relationship. And then I'm like, well, I want a relationship. So it's either I continue dating and that's it. I continue dating.
Right.
You know,
right.
I can't just be like, you don't want a relationship. So why are we doing this? You know?
Right.
So he's like, no, let's give this a shot. So we gave it a shot, but then it was quickly shown like you're not a boyfriend. You're a companion.
Right.
You know, this is what I want. This is what I need. And I said that shit for 2 years. And then I told him, I said, I'm going to get to my breaking point where I'm done.
So I actually remember that clip that I mentioned to you.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah. So it's not so much about like what we're talking about now, mm-hmm. you know, but it's on the realm of continuing when you meet somebody that interest, mm-hmm. that thrive that you have when you meet somebody should continue.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the relationship, just so things can keep going.
Right.
Especially if you want that person to stay.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, in detail of this per se, but I sent it to you. So.
Oh, okay. I'll play it in a few, but I was basically like, we were talking about rushing in. And so like when I connected with, you know, my previous partner again, like when we reconnected, it was like, we just ran in. Even though
you rushed in again,
we both rushed in. Yeah.
And I
know. Yeah. You remember that? Like we both rushed in, even though I was like, you know, I don't.
And it was because there was so much lacking in that
mm-hmm.
other relationship mm-hmm. that here something was familiar and mm-hmm. it just felt,
I don't know. We just,
no, but that's what it was, right? It's, you know, and I think it was from both sides because I'm sure he was feeling the same way,
yeah.
where there was a lack thereof,
yeah.
And then here, both of you reconnect, which is like fire, and it's just like a bunch of electricity coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't like that feeling?
Yeah,
you know. But then as time goes on, mm-hmm. you know.
But I just and I said to him, like, you know, he had asked me, are you guys together? And I was like, yeah, we're supposed to be a couple, but it's not that. It's a companionship, because
right.
it really is.
Right.
And I told him I'm done. And, you know, I just, I've already mentally broke away and I just need.
Yeah, you checked out technically.
I definitely checked out big time. And so, you know, it was like, yeah, it's great to have this person back in my life again. And the energy is so good and we're so good together, but let's take it slow because it's been 3 years, you know, we have not really been connected like this in a very long time.
Right.
Because if you look at the timeline of our relationship, we fizzled out because I started to remember, I said, I turned 34, 35. I started to travel more. I started to want to do things to get better for myself. And then it's like, we're together. But no,
I remember in the interim of that, what else?
Mm-hmm. So I just, like I said, it's just, you know, I it was like getting to know each other again, but we didn't realize that we needed to get to know each other again.
Right. So like fast forwarding
mm-hmm.
to today.
To today. Yep.
How are things?
Between he and I?
Yeah.
Today, good. I don't know how he's going to feel later. Because I don't. Yeah, because, you know, he's very quick to react. So, yes. You know, okay. If he hears something or sees something or, you know, he, right. Instead of talking to me like he needs to talk to me to clear things up, he'll keep it in.
Right.
When he keeps it in, then we have a problem and it's just the same shit. But for today, we are good.
Right.
We're on good terms. Are we back together? No, because we're getting to know each other again.
But it's like both of you are back together.
It seems like that, don't it? It definitely seems like we're back together.
Yeah.
We do love each other's company. We do miss each other when we're not around each other. And you know, but it honestly, we can't get back together right now. We really can't because why? Yeah. He started something else. He started something serious with someone else. So
he's what you would call somebody. He jumped
mm-hmm.
he into rushed something, in. Which is kind of more of a rebound, technically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially when you just got
and what do
something.
We say? You do not date your rebound.
No. But you know what it is, really? It's more of a distraction. Mm-hmm. Because here your feelings are so intense for the person that you just say broke up with or that person mm-hmm. broke up with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a distraction to get your mind off of that person who you quote unquote really want to be with. You know what I mean? So I look at that more as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're using this person just so, and I'm not saying that's what he's doing, but I'm just saying subconsciously, that's how it kind of really works. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like here you want to be with this person, you know, is telling, you know, take it slow, which is what you're doing, but maybe that's not what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's with somebody else who is not you clearly.
Right.
You know, but that person is there keeping his mind off of you, even though it may be a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like we all, I've jumped into things fairly quickly and that freaking ended disastrously. Right. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I think we all, as I said, we've all gone through these different phases of getting to know somebody and then wanting to be something fairly quickly. Either it's to get your mind off of the past relationship or you're yearning for something a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know somebody personally who was in a relationship and who actually the person that he is dealing with is with somebody else or was with somebody else or he wants to be with somebody's. I forgot like the whole story, but.
No, I mentioned him on, I think, one of the past episodes not that long ago, but. Yeah, no, he wants it to be just them.
Right.
But then he understands that, like, she just got divorced, so she's having her fun.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, well, how much time has to go by? And is that going to be her goal eventually, to just be exclusive with him?
Right.
Don't know.
No, nobody knows.
And that's why we were talking about, like, the timeline. Like, how much time does someone need?
To realize, I want to be with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. And it all depends where the person's head is at.
Right. Like you just got divorced. Should you really be looking for something serious? Probably not.
No.
So yeah, go have your fun.
Yeah. Cause we both did that. We had our fun.
But then there comes a time where enough is enough. And then what do you want and how do you proceed?
Right.
Right. So, you know, and I don't know. I feel like if I feel like a person should probably give themselves about 6 months.
Everybody's different in terms of the timeline.
Yeah, I would say.
I gave myself enough time after my last relationship. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was like a year almost, yeah. Right?
A little bit less. A little bit less.
Like 9 months or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like freaking going crazy.
Yeah.
So by the time then, I wanted to be in something serious. Mm-hmm. It's just the people that I seem to come across, you know, and this is the problem with these dating sites. Everybody is just jumping from relationship to relationship, yep, to relationship to relationship. Yeah. Nobody's taking time to reevaluate. What do I really want? Do I want something?
Yeah. Did you I know? Learn anything from the last relationship? Yeah.
And 10 times out of 10, no, they didn't. Hence why it's the same people that still online fucking year or two later. Right. This is why Curious George is still on there.
Okay. Reggaeton Curious George, yeah. Mr. Bad Bunny himself.
Is still on.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what I say, you know, I ask these questions, like, come on, you really don't want anything serious. Because if you did, like, you know,
right.
And it's not, I'm not going to say it's his fault, you know, why he's probably still on. God, you know, it could be the person that he's, you know, dating, you know, you could be dating the wrong person that just really fits you, but you're forcing something to happen. But
I wish we were just better at being mindful of our space and our mental state, you know, like I'm just generally speaking, like, I really wish that we were in that space of like, okay, you know what? I'm not ready for anything serious, but I do want to have fun. And that you're able to put that shit on the dating site. Like, there's some people that do write that. Like, not
did
looking
you
for,
see anybody who wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Like, twice. Like, not ready for anything serious, just looking to have some fun or looking to hang out with someone, you know, spend time with someone, but not looking for anything serious just yet.
Right. Everybody that I've seen has wrote, I'm looking for, if I'm looking for the one.
Right.
And it's like, are you really? Mm-hmm. You know,
and those are the ones that I really, really wish would like stop and rethink that statement.
Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, they're not.
We didn't bring up what happened to me with my dating situation. Like, what was it, a month or two ago? Was it 2 months ago? So, you know, where I got stood up. Did you forget?
I forgot.
So I was on the outs with the person that I'm so-called dabbling with, right? And so I decided to, you know, go back on.
Yeah.
Briefly, actually, before I said fuck this again. And I was talking to somebody, and we agreed to, you know, so there was red flags with him, you know?
Oh, I mean, instantly when you told me about him and I looked at his profile, I was like, I don't like certain things about.
Yeah, he was a little. He had
like 90% of his pictures was pictures of him with his son.
Yeah,
and that to me, which was very huge.
Yeah,
like no, that's a
he
big
even
no.
sent me a picture with him and his son. It's just like, I don't even know you. Like, yeah, why would you send me a picture?
Right, of you and your son.
Why can't it just be you? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying anything about that, but you get to know somebody, and over time is when you do something like that, right. Not like off the bat,
right?
But he seemed like so gung-ho. I want to meet you. I wanted this. I wanted that. Now, trust me.
And he spoke a good game.
Yeah, he did speak a very good game. Mm-hmm. You know, because everything that he was saying, he says, I'm all about communication. My last relationship wasn't recently. It was almost like close to a year ago. Mm-hmm. You know, he was just saying all the right things. I would say that.
It's almost as if he knew what space you were in, that exactly. You needed to hear those things.
Right?
Yeah, it was weird.
It was so freaking weird. Like, he was like studying my profile.
Right.
That's what he was doing. So I had agreed to meet up with him. Now, I look exactly, if not better than my pictures.
No. Yeah. Okay.
So there's no questioning, does she look like this? No, it is what it is.
Yes.
But he was like gung-ho. Every minute he was like communicating with me and I was talking to him. And the day that we were supposed to meet, actually he was communicating with me more than I was with him. Mm-hmm. It was just more of, I wasn't really in it, as you knew.
Yes. Like, yeah, you were just whatever.
Yeah, my heart wasn't in it because I'm still thinking about this other one.
Yes.
I'm still thinking about the other one.
Yeah.
But I need to get my mind off the other one. So I was just like, whatever, I'll fucking meet up with you, fine. So we agreed to meet up. And I remember that day he was just like, oh, in the morning he texted me, oh, I'm so, you know, I can't wait to meet you. I'm like, okay. You know, again, I wasn't like gung-ho excited, mm-hmm. but I was just like, I'll freaking just, Dagna's like, it's a free meal. And I'm like,
hey, and someone's like, hey, you want to go out to dinner? Yeah, free food.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm like, fine, I'll meet up. So I remember we were supposed to meet like around 6 and I noticed he wasn't texting me, you know, to say, okay, are you on your way? So eventually I reached out to him and I'm like, you know, let me know when you're on your way because I'm not that far away from the place. And he's like, okay.
I'm 2 minutes away.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he texted me saying that he's 2 minutes away. And I was like, oh, shit, like, let me go because I didn't even leave my house because I was waiting for him.
Right.
So I get there.
And I'm on the phone.
Yeah, I was like,
actually, that was our plan. Yeah,
that was the plan that you were going to be on the phone with me.
I was
going
to be on the phone.
Yeah.
As she's on her date.
Yeah, so I was like, Dagna was going to be in my ear listening to my whole day.
As I'm breathing heavy at the gym. Because attractive is that?
Because I wasn't even, you know, it was just like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I get there and I text him. You know, I'm here. Where are you? Are you inside? You're in your car?
No response. Radio silence.
So I call and I call him and the phone is off. So Dagna's like, go inside. And you know me, I wasn't about to go inside. I'm like, I'm not going through all this fucking trouble. I don't even, yeah, even want to be there.
Because she kept saying, you know, I really wish he would cancel.
Yeah.
I want to cancel. But now I'm going to go. I really don't want to go.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to go. But because I already did it, I reset. I agreed. Yeah. I just said, fine.
Yeah.
So I get there and I go inside and I don't see him. And then I go back outside and I called, the phone was still off. So Dagna's like, text him. So I text him saying, whatever. Mm-hmm. Eventually I go back to my car and then.
You're like, I'm out this bitch.
Yeah. I'm not fucking like, I don't fucking need this shit. Like that's never ever happened to me. Okay. But then, you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
Yes. Cause
it goes to show I wasn't fucking even ready to do that.
Right.
I just did it because I'm trying to like not have my mind on this one individual. Mm-hmm. And I just did it just because.
Right.
Even though I didn't want to.
Right.
It was like I was forcing myself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, you know, I say that to say everything happens for a reason. It wasn't meant for me to meet this person because I still was stuck on the person that I was dealing with.
Right.
But I didn't drive directly home because there was somebody that was following me. There was somebody that was following
me. He was just weird.
Yeah.
He was weird. I told you. I was like, oh, no. I don't know. This guy seems really fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there was a guy I told you that drove up next to me. He had a truck with the American flag. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, and I looked over. And he looked exactly like the guy. But he had a beard, which we've seen pictures of him with a beard. Yeah. At some point, I was driving till the point he turned off.
Right.
But you know, it was fucking weird. Mm-hmm. And I felt like somebody was following me, hence why I didn't go directly home. Mm-hmm. You know? So it was just so fucking weird. But the fucking pictures should have, like, you know, intuition.
Yes.
And we both had that intuition.
Both had that.
Yeah,
like,
we both
something
had
off with this person.
Yeah, there was something off. Mm-hmm. So God knew everything best, so to speak. But you know, when it comes down to relationships, us rushing in, as you said, women, we are very emotional.
We put our heart out there.
Yeah, we put our heart out there expecting to get the same in return. And a lot of times it's not reciprocated in return. And here we are stuck on men that are not in the same place, that don't want the same things. And sometimes they don't vocalize it. And here we are remaining hopeful. Mm-hmm. And at the end, who ends up getting hurt?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Which really sucks. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, as I said, as we always say, communication and not to lead somebody on, you know, especially you don't want to lead the wrong person on.
Oh, no. Because then you see the show snapped.
Yeah. You don't want to lead the wrong person on.
See that show?
It's best to be, if you're in, you know, as I said, I can be mad cool. I can meet somebody and be mad cool with somebody. Mm-hmm. But I need to know where your head is at. And if you tell me up front in the beginning, you know, I just got us something, but I just want us to be cool, be friends to get to know each other. You know, take it slow. Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. But don't tell me a couple of months later, well, now, you know, this is the situation.
Don't do thoughtful things. Like that. That's my pet peeve is don't say, okay, I just got out of something serious, but I do want to see where things go. And then you start doing thoughtful things like a boyfriend.
Right. And really, like, and men, do you really expect us women to be like, oh, he still wants me in the friend zone?
Right. I'm going to be like, oh my God, he did this for me. Yeah, he did that for me.
He really likes me.
He held my hand. He put his hand on me. Oh, he took me here. He took me there. Your actions and your words are not aligning. Exactly. You're not showing that you just got out of something serious and you want to take it slow. You're showing me that you want to be serious.
Yes, that's true.
So then if
mixed messages.
Right. So then if you do that, then I'm going to fucking rush in.
Right.
It's like, that's, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, that's about right.
So yeah, you know, and
if this is where you're head at, mm-hmm. your actions have to reflect that.
Right. And that's exactly the space I was in. Cause like, yeah, I met Mr. Basket Case and, and I said to him, look, I just got out of something serious. I feel like I'm long overdue for something serious.
Right.
However, I still have to process everything that I just went through. I want to, you know, let's see where it goes.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, okay. I can respect that. Like totally. And blah, blah, blah. And you know, it was cool. It was fine.
Right.
You know, If I, let's say I was the typical woman who was fucking emotional and really wanted something.
Right.
Right. Then I would be doing thoughtful things for like his kids, mm-hmm. you know, doing things for the family. Like that's me being a girlfriend.
Right.
Putting that out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's letting somebody, and that's letting the other person to believe that, okay, this person wants more.
Wants more. Right. Right. So it was like, I didn't do nothing for his fucking kids. I didn't go and buy him something special and I didn't take him anywhere special. Like mm-hmm. I probably put it out there like, all right, well, let's, you know, like whatever, like let's go to dinner and blah, blah, blah. But we didn't go anywhere that means something to me, mm-hmm. you know? And like I said, he showed us crazy and that was that. So, but yeah, at the end of the day.
We all have a crazy side.
Yes, but.
No, I know his crazy, but I'm just saying we all have a crazy side. Right, I'm just saying in general. Right. Just some is more tolerable than others.
Right. I just, you know, and it's funny because I think to myself, if I was in that mindset mm-hmm. of rushing in, right? Mm-hmm. And him showing that crazy side episode.
My heart, couple months down the line.
No, not even a couple months down the line, but like, let's say I'm rushing in. My right. heart is invested. I'm wanting this and I want him to be my man.
Right.
And he showed that crazy side. I would have let that shit slide and we would have continued on.
Right.
But me like cutting that shit off, like I ain't dealing with this.
Right.
Like that just showed like I'm getting to know you. This, you acting this way and talking like this to me.
Mm-hmm. It's not okay.
And I'm not proceeding further with this.
Right.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Yeah.
Right. When a lot of people would continue. Yeah.
Especially when their heart is invested.
Yeah.
You know? So now what? So you think
it's hard to break away from that. Right. Once you start mm-hmm. on that road, sometimes mm-hmm. it's a little hard to mm-hmm. get away from that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
This is going to be interesting.
For you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's interesting for the both of us because, as I said, we're going down the hill making bad decisions together.
We're going to change this show to Bad Decisions. We are no longer called Lady and the Harlot. It's called Bad Decisions.
Yes. Because we're both making bad decisions together, unfortunately. Which we don't recommend you listeners do.
We need to put like a caution advisory message beforehand.
Flashing. If you warning, listen to this, warning, warning.
If you listen to this podcast, please don't take any notes. Because you're about to make bad decisions. Woo, 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 woo. Right? Oh my God, yeah.
Because I look at the situation I'm in, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Look at the situation you're in. These are not ideal situations.
No, they're not ideal situations.
You know?
Yeah.
You know I want the best for you and you want the best for me. And I think we're in our minds, we're just hoping that things play out in a positive way.
Right. Like if it's meant to be, right? If the person is fucking serious about you, mm-hmm. then they're going to do what they should be doing to make sure that they keep you there.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're not serious, they're going to continue on with the fuckery that that they've been doing.
Right.
And that's just what it boils down to. And when they continue on with the fuckery, that's when we walk away and say goodbye.
Yeah.
So that's when they got to stop and think to themselves, how important is this person to me?
Right. I agree with that.
That's right. So.
Well, for the people out there who are rushing into the next relationship, I would tell you to take your time and focus on what do you really want,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to reflect. Because at the end of the day, we have to sit and think. You know, obviously certain things are certain cycles. We all go through these cycles. You know, mm-hmm. I'm noticing with myself, even going back into this, that there's certain things that I thought I cut off about myself that I'm now starting to.
Like what?
Replay.
What do you mean?
Because I told myself that I wasn't going to tolerate certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing that I'm tolerating certain behaviors. That,
right.
That I said that I would never do.
Yeah. Because you're emotionally invested. Yes. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, if I was emotionally invested with Mr. Basket Case
mm-hmm.
and he pulled that shit, I probably would have tolerated it.
Right.
But because I'm saying I don't want this and I don't want that, especially in the next relationship,
mm-hmm.
And I'm saying I'm not going to tolerate this.
Right.
I'm sticking by that.
Right. I think every relationship we go into should be a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. And proceed with caution.
Yeah.
So,
in terms of getting to know the person and if this is something that you truly, really want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are stuck on the ex, to take time for yourself and not to jump in.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if your head is not fully invested in this new person that's coming into the picture and you're still stuck on the old one, it makes no sense to proceed.
Yeah, because you're wasting their time.
Yes. You are.
Wasting your time. You're wasting their time. And it's not a really good, productive way of using energy.
Right. And it makes you look bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes, you know, the person who is rushing into something with somebody else whose heart is starting to get intertwined with that person. You know, like, for mm-hmm. example, the guy, you know, there's moments I think back and I get upset.
With yourself?
I get upset with myself and then him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because it's just like, you should have said all of this in the beginning.
But the thing is, do you think he realized it?
I don't think he realized it right away, but at some point I know he did because I started realizing.
Because his actions changed.
Yes. Yeah. His actions changed.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being upfront with me in the beginning, he was not, you know,
cause he wasn't being honest with himself.
Exactly. There you go.
I'm sorry, but that's what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and there we go again. You know, we're talking about being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
and I've been having those conversations with my ex. Like I love the hell out of him,
mm-hmm.
and I want us to get to a better place. And I like the space that we're in right now because we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
But I want him to be honest with me,
mm-hmm.
and obviously he needs to be honest with himself. He needs to be honest with this other person, and he also needs to, like, we both need to figure out, like, what is it that we want, because we have to get to re-know each other all over again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Obviously it's a little bit easier for us to get to re-know each other again because we already have the really strong connection and bond.
Right.
But
it's the trust factor that you have to get to a place of.
That's what has to build up again, is the trust factor. As far as whatever he's doing with this other person, if he wants to go pursue that, then he needs to tell me, I want to go pursue that. So if you want to go pursue that, then go pursue that. And I will back away.
Mm.
But that means he has to get to know everything about this person. That person's got to get to know everything about him.
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of getting to know somebody when you start something new.
Right.
That everybody has to go through that.
Oh, yeah.
Which a lot of people don't like to have to do.
Right.
You know? Right.
Whereas, like, I already know.
Yeah.
You know, so. But like I said, I would much rather. I feel like, you know, if this is something that he's entertaining, then okay.
Right. Hmm. We'll see.
To as be the continued. World turns. To be continued.
Wait a minute. We'll see how it goes, you know, because Dagna's story is like a novella.
A telenovela. Yes. Wait, let me see if I could find... oh, yeah, I'm going to make sure this shit don't blast.
My episodes are like... Let's move on to Dagna's episodes. Cheryl's episode is kind of boring.
Oh, wait. This should be the...
Even though, it's, you know, we both go through our own dramas, unfortunately. But so what would be the message at the end of the day? Just don't jump into anything serious.
Right.
Unless both of you are 100% on the same page and you both know it and you communicate it. Other than that, both of you should just... Your minds ahead should stay in the friend zone until you get the clear.
Mm-hmm. Right? They get the green light and the okay yes. and the thumbs up and the high five. You got to get all of that.
Right. And don't take what person, you know, their actions to heart. You know?
This is my theme music.
This is the days of our lives.
No,
it's young and the restless.
Young and the restless.
We were young and now we're restless.
I'm still fucking young. What you talking about? So thank you for joining us on Lady in the Harlot podcast.
Yes. If you want to listen to any of our episodes, go to ladyintheharlot.com. If you want to reach out to us, go to Instagram.
Or Facebook.
Facebook, Lady in the Harlot. Or reach out to us if you want to tell us your story. Just reach out to us on ladyintheharlot@gmail.com.
Single tier.
Yes. And we'll be happy to tell your story on our next podcast.
Yes.
At the end of the day, don't jump into relationships because you might get your heart broken.
Right. Because wise men say only fools rush in.
Yes.
And with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on Bad Decisions, Young and the Restless,
Lady in the Harlot podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.